So hello and welcome back to another edition of the Rocks Podcast. So what is Rocks Podcast, you wonder? Well, Rocks is R-O-C-S, that's Referrals Over Cocktails. It's an event that is hosted every month. This podcast is meant to help support those who come to the events and those who sponsor. So we're excited today to actually welcome one of our former sponsors and also one of the members that comes often, Pam Greenberg. She's a certified hypnotherapist. So Pam, welcome to the Rocks Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us what the name of your business is, Pam Greenberg, certified hypnotherapist, correct?
Correct.
Fantastic. How long have you been in business? Tell us a little bit about how you got started.
I have been a certified hypnotherapist since July of 2017.
Okay.
Moved to Charleston in August of 2017. Didn't start my practice due to health reasons until March of 2018. So I've been doing this. I hung a shingle, and that's what I've been doing since I moved here. I wasn't sure at first, you know, people of Charleston, are they going to really be into a hypnotherapist? Because I was coming from Los Angeles, which, you know, everybody needs a hypnotherapist.
But exactly. How to stop gambling.
How to stop everything.
That's right. So we joked earlier on as we started this podcast before we got rolling. I said, you're not going to make me cluck like a chicken. And she promised. So if you hear me cluck like a chicken, you'll know that that was not that she didn't tell the truth. No. So if I were to ask you in 30 seconds, your elevator pitch, how would you share what you do with someone who says, hey, Pam, what do you do?
I simply help people make positive changes in their life that they want. That's the key word. You got to want it. That's number one. Number two is you got to be open and willing to try something new because what you've tried in the past hasn't worked.
Absolutely. And we've talked before as well over coffee that, you know, people think of hypnotherapists as somebody who holds a watch up and you say, you know, stare into this watch until you feel sleepy. That's not what hypnotherapy is. Tell people, if you would, what is hypnotherapy? How do you help them?
Hypnotherapy is actually a very focused, very aware state. You can walk, you can talk in hypnosis. How many times have you walked into a room, not remembered what you went in there for? And you think, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. It has nothing to do with your age. It's a state of hypnosis. If you've ever driven down the freeway and you know your exit's coming in a mile, you get over into the right-hand lane and then you whiz right past it, that's a state of hypnosis. So
no kidding.
Hypnosis, you're hypnotized, you know, 3-4 times a day at least, you know, every day. There's times after I've done a full day of hypnosis where I drive home and I do not remember anything that I've seen. You know, but my subconscious mind takes over. So it's not like it's dangerous. It's just my mind knows to go where to go. So, you know, it is. It's a very focused state. So my subconscious mind is very focused on getting me home. You know, it kind of sucks when I want to stop at the store.
Right.
And I find myself at home and think, well, I'm not going back out. That's I'm done.
So the next time I walk into a room and can't remember, I'm going to tell my wife, I was just in hypnosis.
Exactly.
There you go. Fantastic. Exactly. So what sets your business apart? Because I'm assuming there are lots of people who do what you do, but why is it different with you?
Well, I think, number one, I came from the only accredited school in the nation. I was in Tarzana, California. I went to Hypnosis Motivational Institute. It was a year-long program. I had a residency. I had clinical hours. So I was taught by teachers that were credentialed.
Fantastic.
You know, you could become a certified hypnotherapist in 3 days, but it doesn't mean that you know what you're doing. I've continued doing, you know, education. You know, I have many certifications, you know, being a certified specialist in weight loss, smoking cessation, sports performance, you know, there's a number. There's so many.
Well, that's awesome. That's really great to know. I did not know that there were schools that really took you through versus something you could get online or something.
Right.
That's wonderful. So that does really set you apart. Tell us, if you would, about now we're going to talk about your book in a minute, so this is not what I mean by your big win, but a client, an experience that you had, that a client had experience with you, I should say, that you would consider a big win. Tell the audience, the listening audience.
Oh my gosh, there's been so many, but the one that always just stands out, and a couple of my friends would kill me if I didn't tell the story because they think it's so amazing. I had a girl who came to me for neck pain and had been to every orthopedic, chiropractor, acupuncture, been to every kind of doctor, and everybody said, there's nothing wrong with your neck. There's nothing. Your discs are fine. Everything. They did MRIs. They did everything. A friend of hers said, why don't you try hypnotherapy? So she came to me. We worked a little bit on pain management, and I kind of looked at her, and I said, do you believe in reincarnation? And she says, oh, yeah. And I said, I think we need to do a past life regression, which is, you know, going back to your past lives. You know, if you believe in reincarnation and karma, deja vu, free will, you know that your cell memory travels from one life to the next life to the next life. I said, so maybe this is something from a past life.
Wow.
So she was like, wow, that's so cool. So I said, let's do it next week. So she says, okay. And she comes in and I record the whole thing for her. And it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And we're talking, you know, like I said, you can walk, you can talk in hypnosis. So I'm asking her questions and all of a sudden she starts speaking in French. And I mean, I took 5 years of French, so I knew a little bit, but I was like, what is she doing? She didn't tell me she spoke French. So I kind of brought her back to present time. I said, can you understand me? And she says, yes. So I was like, okay. So we went back. Turns out it was like 1793. It was the Reign of Terror. She was in the French Revolution. She could see her shoes. She was actually in that body. She was a soldier. She kept mentioning Louis the 14th. So there were certain things that she would say, you know, so you go through that life. And, you know, I brought her to the day before the death of that life. And I said, where are you? And she was, no, she didn't know. She says, dark. You know, there was nobody around her. I'm assuming she was probably in a prison cell of some sort.
Wow.
Then you take her into the death of that life. And sure enough, she died by guillotine, which would explain a whole lot of neck pain. So brought her back up out of hypnosis and said, wow, you died by guillotine. That would explain some neck pain. And she was just blown away. And I said, and by the way, why didn't you tell me you spoke French? And she goes, I don't speak French. And I was like, wow. And I had the recording. We played it back. And she's like, that's me? And I was like, yeah. So she came
Incredible.
In for about 3 or 4 sessions after that. And we worked on releasing that past life release. And she hasn't had neck pain since.
That is so interesting.
That was, I think, 3 years ago.
That's amazing. Oh, wow. That's so great. Oh man, I don't even know how to go on from after that story.
I mean, it's a pretty unusual past life regression, but they're just fascinating.
So we don't often meet people who say I've been to all the specialists and I still have this pain, but that could be one of your best clients, if you would.
Could be.
You said earlier smoking cessation, people who want to stop something, lose weight, those kind of things. Are those the best clients for you?
You know what? Really, anybody who wants to make a positive change in their life, regardless of what it's for, is a great client. You know, a lot of people are dealing with stress, anxiety, depression, you know, fears, phobias, you know, all those kind of things. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people come to me for fear of bridges in Charleston. I'm like, how
wow.
do you live here? You got to cross a bridge every time you go anywhere.
True.
But they have a legitimate fear, you know, so... If I can help them, I also have 3 clients that I work with Parkinson's.
Wow.
You know, it's not a cure. I don't cure people. I'm not a doctor. I don't have patients. I have clients. But if I can give them an hour of relaxation to where they don't tremor and they feel good and their families are telling me that those are the best days they have or the days that they see me, you know, to me, that's a win.
Amen. That is a great, great win. Well, on that, we're going to take a little break. We've got a lot to digest there. That's amazing. So we're going to hear a little word from our sponsor here. And then when we come back, we want to share a little bit about Pam's new book.
Hi, I'm Alan Donald with Keller Williams Realty. I've been selling homes here in the Charleston area since 2004. I have a small team. There's 5 of us, and we are currently positioned in the top 4% of all the Charleston MLS realtors. Our specialties are probate and seniors and first-time homebuyers, and would love to service anyone who's thinking of moving. Our phone number is 843-900-0155. Check out our website at buyhomesincharleston.com.
Okay, we are back. Thank you so much, Pam. This has been such an interesting conversation. I'm here with Pam Greenberg, who is a certified hypnotherapist. And one thing we have to touch on is your new book. So you are a best-selling, newly published author. Her book is called Roll On to Victory, What It Takes to Break Free from What's Holding You Back and Start Living Life on Your Terms. Pam, tell us quickly about this book and how people can pick up a copy of it.
Well, I mean, it's my story. Everybody has a story, and sometimes your story changes multiple times. You know, like I said, when I moved to right before I moved to Charleston, I was in my residency of hypnotherapy school, and out of the blue, had a seizure, and, you know, never had one, no warning signs, no nothing. I was outside of my house. This was in California, and short story is my dog literally saved my life because I felt like I was going to faint. I was texting my daughter, so I knew what time it was. And when I came to, I thought I had only blacked out for a second and realized 27 minutes had gone by. And my dog Hershey pushed me and pushed me and pushed me, ripped holes in my shirt, you know, kept me, you know, got inside. My daughter was home, didn't even know I was home, and ended up at the hospital. Long story short, they thought I had lymphoma. They thought I had MS. They had no idea. They did brain surgery and biopsied, and it turns out I had this really rare autoimmune. So I had to go through 6 rounds of chemo once a month and was on high levels of prednisone, 65 milligrams. Oh. So did 2 of my treatments, chemo before, and then was like, I'm moving to Charleston. I had come 3 weeks after brain surgery. Once I got out of the hospital, I was in a wheelchair, couldn't walk, couldn't use my hands.
Look at you today.
Yeah, look at me today. But, you know, I mean, it's just my story changed. And, you know, to find out later, once I was here, that I was the 4th survival case of this autoimmune. So, you know, you find out something like that, and it's life-changing. So the book is really, it is about living life on your terms, and it deals with a lot of gratitude, forgiveness, empowerment, cherishing every moment, laughing out loud, being spontaneous, just breathe. You know, all the things that I learned from what I have gone through that I can incorporate into my practice and help my clients and make their lives better.
Fantastic. Where can people pick up a copy of this book?
Pick it up on Amazon.
Oh, right to your door. I love it. That's fantastic. Again, the book is called Roll On to Victory. It's by Pam Greenberg and her CHT, which is Certified Hypnotherapist. So I'm sure they can find it if they type those in. Roll On to Victory. That's fantastic. How can people best reach you? I want to live my best life. I want to go see Pam. What's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, you can call me at 843-749-3097, or you can get a whole lot of information and reach me through my website, which is myhypnofrog.com. Or you can email me at myhypnofrog@gmail.com.
That's fantastic. Again, I'm going to repeat that number, 843-749-3097, or go to myhypnofrog.com. Fantastic. This is really, really great. Are there any last thoughts that we have not covered today that you want to make sure our listeners know about you?
Well, I think what I want you to know is that I treat every person that comes into my office with compassion, with empathy, no judgment. You know, I always tell, especially kids that come in my office, you know, I see a lot of kids, I can't, I won't, I don't, you can, you will, you do. Because you got to focus on the positive. You know, language is so important. So, especially starting young. So if I can work with young children and get them to start thinking positive instead of I can't, yes, you can.
What a great change that must be for someone young.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible. Pam, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope our listeners will reach out, buy your book, and make more positive changes in the world and in their own lives. So thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to take you out of hypnosis now.
Oh, is that it? I'm not going to cluck like a chicken,
three,
right?
3, 2, 1, wake up.
Oh, wait, I thought I was a podcast. What am I doing here? Thank you, Pam. That's been fun. So again, thank you so much for everyone joining us with the Charleston Rocks podcast. Remember, Rocks, R-O-C-S, stands for Referrals Over Cocktails. Every month, the third Wednesday of every month from 5 to 7, we meet at a business in the Charleston area, and there is a community, a nonprofit that we get to bless with money and connections and anything else we can do to help them. So come out. You can have a great time connecting with other business leaders in the Charleston area, as well as maybe having a cocktail. I always say the C can be coffee or caffeine as well. It doesn't have to be a cocktail. But again, Charleston Rocks events. So I'm going to send you to the website. You go to charlestonrocks.com to find out where that is and register. It is a free event. You do not have to pay anything to come, but we hope you'll come with lots of money in your pocket to bless those charities that need your help. So thanks again for everyone. I'm John Stroud, and this has been Charleston Rocks.